Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome to your Friday edition of the Cards Cast. Louisville welcoming in Virginia to Cardinal Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff at 3 o'clock. Louisville, a slight favorite. Last I saw, 2.5 points to defeat the Cavaliers. A big opportunity for the Cardinals to bounce back from the narrow loss on the road at Wake Forest last week. I'm senior writer from Cardinal Authority, Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, this is another game where the Louisville defense is going to have to kind of step up its game, because it's going to face a Virginia offense that ranks amongst the best in the country, number two in passing offense. Their quarterback, Brennan Armstrong, number two in the country in passing yards per game. So Louisville defense about to get tested again, and the Louisville offense is basically like, hey, keep up. And so it should be an exciting football game if you like offense at Cardinal Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, I think this is going to be I think this is really honestly going to be kind of like it every game from now on. I mean, these are, look, this is a league that maybe not every game, because I don't think Duke is very good, and I still am not sold on Syracuse, so we'll say not every game, but close to every game. But this, Michael, is this is a league and now a team where I think Louisville can win pretty much every one of their last games, or they could lose them all. I mean, that's the crazy point. The crazy part about this is it's such a crazy, weird kind of season, to where everybody's pretty close. Everybody's pretty similar. And I just think, look, offensively, if Louisville can do a better job of being consistent on the third down conversions and things like that, and then I think you could be, you know, it's all good. Everything would be all good. But I'm to a point where I'm like, I'm trying to figure out why they go 4 of 5 or 8 of 9 to start third downs to start the game the last 2 weeks. And then they end up, you know, 8 of 16 or 9 of 16, I think it was, and 4 of 11. It blows my mind. And I keep going back to what Paul Rogers every week has said this thing on the radio. And now it's kind of ingrained in my mind, now that I'm thinking about it, that, oh wow, that's what it is. It's first and second. It's not about the third down. It's about first down. You know, and I went back in the box score last week and I looked, and when Louisville was positive on first down, they either scored because they didn't have to get the third down, or they were 4 or 5 on third down conversions. And the one of the 4 or 5, the one that wasn't, was the 3rd and 2, where Malik wasn't in the game and Evan Conley was. So this is a team that I think when they get off to good starts, and I don't even mean the game, I mean drives, I mean on first down, when they have positive first down plays, this team is really, really good offensively. When they get, you know, 0 or 1 or negative, which has happened a few times, that's when things go awry.
Yeah, closer you get to that first down marker, the easier it is to get. And, you know, and Louisville's kind of ridden a roller coaster on those first down plays throughout the year. But, it, going back to the stat, it's almost kind of weird, because you think just by law of averages, they're going to get 1 or 2 here. But it's like feast or famine with their first down conversions as of late. And not just that, I mean, there's other, you know, execution, consistency issues that they've had, more so at the Florida State game than against Wake Forest. But it did raise its head and was assisted a little bit by the officials, if we can say that. You know, but still, there are times where they do shoot themselves in the foot with a holding penalty or whatever the case may be. And they really need to continue to, you know, to squash that. You know, if it's going to be a toss-up game every week, which I agree, I think it's going to be, you really have to minimize your mistakes. They've obviously significantly, knocking on wood, seem to be knocking on wood every week about something, but the turnover situation has improved from a year ago. Would still like to see it get a little better. You know, they're about even on the year. So would like to see that improve a little bit more. But as long as they don't, shoot themselves in the foot, which they have a few times this year, then I think they have a really good chance of winning against Virginia on Saturday. But yeah, offense, I think they need to come in with a mindset that we do need to score every time we're on the field, and don't have these mistakes, these drive killers. We need to put not just field goals, but touchdowns on the board. And the defense really needs to do, on the flip side, speaking of third downs, needs to do a much better of stopping opponents on third down and getting off that field. I mean, we could just think back to last weekend, and there were a number of situations, Jody, where they had, third and long, and either a penalty or, a missed assignment or whatever the case may be, allowed Wake Forest to convert a long third down possession and keep a drive alive and eventually go down and score. So cut out the mistakes, execute for four full quarters. And I really like Louisville's chances here.
Yeah, no, I do. And like I said, I think Virginia, I watched the Wake Forest game that night, the night before when we were in Florida. We were in Tallahassee and was sitting at dinner and watching that game. By the way, Jelani Woods, I had to just mention him. I don't know if he's even going to play, but that dude is a massive human being. The tight end transfer from Oklahoma State, 6'7", 270, and he moves like a 175-pound wide receiver out there. So I was watching them that night. I was impressed with their offense. But again, defensively, and they have good players on defense. Noah Taylor, their Sam linebacker, is really talented. He's their leading a tackler out there. You've got also a couple other guys. Joey Blunt, who is they call him their saber. It's basically their free safety guy. And Nick Jackson, their buck linebacker, is good as well. So they've got some talent on defense, but it just seems to me like they don't get a whole lot done. I don't know if it's the scheme or what it is, but a lot of teams are moving the ball on them. And when you look at the comparison of what they give up compared to what the yardage they have, I mean, it's kind of crazy. They're averaging 398 yards passing a game. They're giving up 218 yards, but they're also giving up 195 yards of rushing per game. So they've given up, they have actually given up over 1,000 yards of rushing already this season. 108 first downs is what they've given up as a defense. So for Virginia, this is a team that Louisville should be able to move the ball against. They have really struggled in the second half, particularly in the third quarter. I think they've given up, if I'm not mistaken, I think they've given up 8 touchdowns in the third quarter alone this season. So it's been a struggle for them coming out of the locker room and kind of continuing any momentum that they've had. So Louisville's got to take advantage of this. They've got to take advantage of this and move forward. They also have to take advantage of this and be very consistent and be very, very, very methodical. Let's say that. I like it when they've got Jalen and Travion and they're mixing things up and they're moving things around. They can use both those guys out of the backfield. Jordan Watkins has been solid with that little slant route and the over the middle kind of thing. I think he's kind of taken over that, the little flare route and down the field a little bit is Justin Marshall. You've got Amari, who can do a little bit of everything, Amari Huggins, Bruce, and then Tyler Harrow's the home run guy. So when I like when they mix it up. I like what they have and what we've seen. Now we just need to see them refine it and do it a little more consistent.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I was going to bring up the point about Virginia's defense. As much as they're shining on offense, they're struggling defensively. you laid out some of the numbers, man. They ranked number 95 nationally, giving up 412 yards, actually 413 yards per game. Opponents are averaging 6.14 yards per play against the Cavaliers defense. So you're right, the Louisville offense should be able to move, and I expect that they will be able to move the ball against Virginia on Saturday afternoon. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, I mean, in talking with Brian Brown earlier in the week, I mean, he gave Louisville's defense a D for its performance at Wake Forest, and it's going to need, you know, and as he said, you need to bring your A game week in and week out in this league, especially with it seemingly being so wide open this year. You know, so looking at Louisville, man, Louisville sitting at number 107 in defense, Jody. I mean, they're giving up 435 yards a game. You know, so Louisville's got to up its game defensively as well.
Right.
You know, so like I said earlier, it could be an exciting offensive outing if that's something that you like, and usually the paying customers do.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think a lot of Louisville fans would love it to be exciting offensively one way.
Yeah.
Brian Brown probably would too. But, you know, look, it's a deal where I know these guys, you know, I know these guys are better. I think they've played better than what they have so far. And plus, they've gotten off of the field. You know, even in the Ole Miss game, they got off the field a couple times and gave the offense a chance. They just got to do – they have to do it more. And as much as the third down conversions offensively are a big deal, you know, for the University of Louisville on offense, it's the same thing on defense too. I mean, defensively, I think it's what, like 23 of 65 or something like that is what the third down conversions are. And the other thing is, Louisville's given up 5 of 9 off fourth down conversions this year. You got to be better than that. If you make those two things, you bring those two things up and bring that up a little bit better, then you're, I mean, like Brian said on Wednesday night, I mean, you're taking 10 points off the board last week if you just do what you're supposed to do. And you know, the one, there was a penalty involved, I think, in one of them. I mean, it just little crazy things. Just do what you're supposed to do. Make those a little bit better, and you're going to take points off the board.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to give the Louisville defense credit. I mean, they stopped the Wake Forest, you know, basically on the 1 yard line right before halftime. You know, so coming up big there. But then, of course, you know, Wake Forest gets the assist. But they've come up big at times. You know, Keytrell Clark with a couple, you know, big time interceptions. Obviously, Q Cole with a big interception last week against Wake Forest. So there's been, you know, big moments. It's just, you know, as it's kind of like what we've been saying the last couple of years, and you know, and that's something that will come with experience and depth, but it's that consistency, and you know, need to see that on both sides of the ball this week, and for sure against Virginia. We'll have our game picks up and all that you know, over the next 24 hours or so, so make sure you keep an eye on that on the CardinalAuthority.com homepage. Also a big weekend, Jody, for football recruiting. They've been on the road for a few weeks, and now they're back home, so they've invited some kids in, some prospects, to come check things out, and they've got a pretty nice group coming in.
Yeah, they've got a couple official three official visitors. Maurice Turner, who is a guy who is committed to Louisville. He's the running back out of Douglas, Georgia, Coffey High School. D'Angelo Hutchison's a nice safety, a prospect that is kind of on the rise this season. His ranking's not great. He is committed to Iowa State. He's generating a lot of he's from St. Petersburg, Florida. He's generating a lot of attention from some schools, and Louisville getting him up on a visit has done a good job. Wade Wood is from Tampa, Florida. He's a kid they just offered, I believe, earlier this week. I think he would play the card position here at Louisville, 6'3", 205. He'll be on an official visit. And then when you look at the unofficials, a couple of commitments. Caleb Johnson, from the quarterback from Pinson, Alabama, is going to be in town. And Popeye Williams, I think he already lives on campus at some point.
Pretty much.
He's been here so many times. Popeye's going to be here. Popeye's actually got a younger brother that's going to be a really good player, a 2025 kid, Lennox Williams, who is just listed as an athlete right now because I'm not sure where he's going to end up playing, but it'll be somewhere. And he'll be eventually a Power 5 guy. He's just a 2025 kid. He'll be here. But some other guys, Chris Bell, I know, is one of their top guys on the wide receiver board. for this year. He's a Southern Miss commit. They just officially offered him here recently as well. And I think they're going to be in the mix pretty good, you know, with him. And some 2023, Christian Conyer from South Warren and Micah Carter from St. X, Kobe Keenum, a guy from Florence, Alabama, who I really like, an offensive tackle, 6'4", about 305 pounds. And then JT Haskins, a 2024 kid who leads the state of Kentucky in interceptions with 6. He is the son of the former UofL Cardinal, JT Haskins Sr. He's got an offer from Louisville. And, I think he's a kid that that definitely down the road, he's already proven that he's a take kid for sure. He's a legacy kid, so I think he would always be a take kid. But he's just proven it with the 6 interceptions this year to lead the state as a sophomore. So, yeah, some good names, a bunch of names on the list, and it'll be exciting to see. It'll be exciting to see what they have.
Yeah, it is another interesting prospect from down the road in that 24 class is the quarterback Elijah Tillery out of North Carolina, getting some interest early from a lot of bigger schools, Power 5 schools already. Louisville amongst those. I've chatted with him briefly once, and he loves Louisville. He's one of these kids that grew up, kind of watching Lamar Jackson and fell in love with Louisville and playing, Lamar on the video games and all that kind of stuff. So he's looking forward to this visit. This will be one of his first, real Power 5 type visits. Obviously, just a young kid. So we'll have feedback from him, JT, and all the others in the 23 and 22 class from Cardinal, at Cardinal Authority in the coming days as well.
Yeah, we'll do that. We've got all kinds of things coming up. And again, an off week next week. So the coaches, I think, will hit the road a little bit next week and go out and do some recruiting. I think we'll probably see them around the state and hit some of the top kids. So all that. And hopefully we get a win this weekend, Michael.
Let's do it. I like Louisville's chances. Again, we'll have our picks up at Cardinal Authority. I'll kind of let it out of the bag. I'm not going to give you a score, but I'm going to have Louisville as a winner on Saturday.
I've picked them to win. I was wrong last week because I thought they would win, but actually we were both close on the score last week. We just had it the opposite way. So I think I'm excited for this week's game. I'll just tell you that.
All right. So there you go. Keep clicking at Cardinal Authority, plenty of free game. Check out the game preview. Again, keep an eye out for our predictions. Take a look at the list of kids coming in, plenty to check out at Cardinal Authority. For publisher Jody Demling, I am senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.